And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Senate has confirmed vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
Mr. Kennedy might be one of the least qualified people that Donald Trump could have chosen for the job. There are so many others who would have been better.
The only no vote among Republicans was Senator Mitch McConnell, who had polio as a child. Elon Musk said today that entire agencies should be deleted from the U.S. government. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says there were many federal workers who took the offer of a buyout.
We put a deadline on it, and the deadline was reached. 75,000 people accepted the offer.
Meteorologist David Parkinson on the dangerous weather impacting California and the threat of mudslides after the recent wildfires.
We are looking at the most rain to hit Southern California since the atmospheric rivers last year. So it's been almost a year since they've had as much rain as they're about to see.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new appeal motion was filed last week for Stephen Avery. Lisa Hale has the details.
The man at the center of the Netflix series Making a Murderer, Stephen Avery, is appealing the latest denial of a new hearing or trial. The 62-year-old was convicted for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. His most recent appeal argues that there is an alternate suspect in the murder. That appeal was denied last month. Avery's attorney filed an appeal motion Friday with the Wisconsin Supreme Court, saying the case has, quote, special and important reasons for the high court to review it.
We picked up around 3 inches of snow here in Wood County. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says even more is on the way.
Go figure. Mother Nature is showing her love and bringing heavy snow to the state for Valentine's Day. It'll start tomorrow in the afternoon and ramps up into the evening. Accumulations could reach up to a half of a foot in some areas, and up to a foot is possible through Saturday in some spots. Right now, it's targeting southern parts of the state. So now is the time to gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power. Make sure that you have everything you need for not only yourself, but others as well. See if neighbors need a hand, if they have enough groceries and pet food, and I'd seriously reconsider going out on a date. But if you do, have an emergency kit in your car. Things like kitty litter for traction, a shovel, extra hat and gloves, hand warmers, blanket, flashlight, and battery banks are perfect. And as always, drive slow and don't be in a rush.
The annual ice fishery on Lake Camelot is this Saturday. Fishing begins at 7 a.m. on February 15th and continues until 7 p.m. It's $15 per person and kids under 12 are free, but everyone must register to participate. Registration starts at 6 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. Gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future matters.
Baseball, the Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping 10 degrees, but with the wind chills feeling more like highs near zero. Tonight, temperatures slide to 10 below, which means we'll be waking up tomorrow morning with feisty winds feeling more like 20 below. Then, a Valentine's Day snowstorm starts in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 12 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
stars, the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our fantastic producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, February 13th, 2025. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here in downtown Madison. Sunny skies. A little cleanup amongst around, around a lot of the state, Madison and places southeast, several inches of snow. Our great road crews are getting that cleaned up. We appreciate that. And a shout out to all of them for doing yeoman's work across the state of Wisconsin. Going to get cleaned up and then more snow, according to Brittany Merlot and our meteorological team coming in for this weekend. So tomorrow night into Saturday. So if you have travel plans, might want to kind of adjust it. Looks like later on Friday into Saturday is going to be the worst of it. So,
and if you're able to, be a good neighbor. You know, shovel your neighbor's sidewalk or driveway.
Right. Absolutely. Do that. Help out when and where you can. Many thanks to Eve Galanter for being here in hour number one, the founder of the Wisconsin Civics Games, a statewide competition for high school students. How about that, Mr. Zommers? There's someone who sees a problem of people not running for office, not being involved, and says, hey, I'm going to go out and do this in a nonpartisan way, starts the Wisconsin Civics Games for high school kids, and you can win, your team enters, the winner gets a $2,000 scholarship. How about that?
Yeah, that's amazing. That sounds super cool. I have three things on that. First of all, I might have to volunteer and see what I can help out with, because that seems like a really cool program. Second of all, Eve Galanter seems like somebody I would love to just sit and listen to for hours, because she knows so much about things that I don't know anything about. Like, I could really learn a lot, and she's a fun person to listen to talk.
Yeah, no, she's fantastic and just a very, very knowledgeable individual and someone who I've learned a lot from over the years. And again, even when we were on opposite sides of the political fence, we always worked together on behalf of Wisconsinites. And it's an example how you don't always have to agree to get along. And more recently, we tend to vote alike, but that's beside the point, especially for this. This is something, doesn't matter how you voted or who you voted for. These Wisconsin Civics Games could teach our young people something and also get a scholarship and have some fun.
And I really liked what she said right off the top, that we need more civics discussion and we need more civil discussion.
Yes, absolutely right. 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back in. As we said, great to have you around. Tomorrow on the show, in the first hour, I believe, we have Reed Galen, who is president of the union, an offshoot of the Lincoln Project. Of course, he was one of the founders of the Lincoln Project. And now the union, the offshoot, focuses a little more on actual voter registration, voter turnout, and just people participating in democracy, small d democracy. democratic democracy, I guess you might say. So looking forward to have a Reed. It's been a while since we had Reed on the show. We traveled around the state with him, of course, and so looking forward to have him back on the program tomorrow. Right now, though, it is 9 past 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved. Nothing to give away. Just your chance to have your voice heard on statewide radio. 10 past the hour of 1 o'clock. All right, this is a good one. Get your dialing fingers ready. Also text in as well. Timely, indeed, tomorrow is Valentine's. For those individuals that have a significant other, probably a good one. Because nobody likes to kiss someone with bad breath. Good hygiene is always important, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Also can be controversial on a date. Are bad opinions. So, what's worse, bad breath or bad opinions? Bad breath or bad opinions? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
As I mentioned earlier, they both stink. One literally, right. But also it just might be like, your opinion stinks, man.
This is an important question because I say Valentine's tomorrow. I'm going to be, by the way, in the morning, I'm going to be in early for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow, who is still finishing up his well-deserved vacation down south. Greg Bach and I'll be in the Up North News radio time slot from 6 until 8, and we're calling it Civic Media this morning. Dr. Kristen Lyerly has been filling in all this week up until tomorrow, doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I got to listen in a little bit. Very good.
Oh, she's so good. So thanks to Dr. Lyerly for helping out. So Greg and I will be on in the morning for Valentine's. And then Zomers is getting a well-deserved day off tomorrow as well. And so it will be Sam Davidson filling in tomorrow for Zomers in the producer chair. Looking forward to having Sam along with us as Zomers takes a day off. But again, with your, especially if you're celebrating with someone, important question. Bad breath or bad opinions? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dana in La Crosse, listening up there, says bad breath. Yes, anyone can have bad breath, Marge, but you could knock a buzzard off of a manure wagon. A quote apparently from George Carlin, the late, great George Carlin. So a vote for bad breath. Also, Greg listening in Genesee Depot on WAUK, bad opinions, he says, are worse. So it's 1-1. Let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to Tom listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Tom, what's worse, bad breath or bad opinions?
Well, I think it depends how close you are, because bad breath up close can really knock you out, but bad opinions can hit you from a long way away. So I think it's your distance.
I think that's true. That's absolutely true, right? Distance is important in this one. Thanks for your listenership.
Yeah, hey, Todd,
go ahead.
Craig, tell you one more thing.
Sure.
There's some action out here about the campus at Richland County that you know all about.
Yes.
And there's actually an interest in some people talking about trying to organize a community college out of all the folks that know how to do this to begin with, and so we could work out something. And then there's a lot of issues about how the land's going to be used and all kinds of stuff. So we got to get you back involved in the neighborhood.
All right. Well, we'll come out. Always happy to promote anything we can across the state of Wisconsin, particularly in our campus community. So thanks, Tom. I appreciate the heads up. We'll talk to you soon. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, keeping it in the drift list on WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler calling in from Richland Center. Whistler, what's worse, bad breath or bad opinions?
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd, good afternoon. Bad breath can be corrected. Bad opinions, I don't think, can be.
That's great. Another great point, Whistler. I think you're right about that. I mean, if somebody's got bad breath, give them a breath mint or whatever. But bad opinions, it's tougher to get people to change that.
That's for sure.
Appreciate the call, Whistler. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, bad breath or bad opinions? Zomers, do you have a take on this?
Well, first, Tony on YouTube says much the same thing. Both? I guess bad breath is easier to fix, though.
Right. Yeah, neither one are great. We're asking the questions, what's worse? Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend, watcher on Facebook, says, what's worse? Bad opinions. I could give a date a stick of gum to freshen their breath, but bad opinions are much more difficult to change.
I think when I first saw this question, my answer was bad breath. And that's because my nose is awful. I can't smell for crap. And so if breath is bad enough that it bothers me, right? It's really bad. And so bad breath is worse. But when you put it in the context of a date, bad opinions are worse because bad breath, it's just, you know, they probably had a bad day or we ate spaghetti with garlic or something. You know, it happens. But bad opinions, depending on the opinions, can immediately say, yeah, it was nice to meet you. Uh-huh. I'll definitely call you back for sure.
Right. Well said. Well said. Christine, listening in Slinger on WAUK, says bad opinions are worse. What do you think? Bad breath or bad opinions? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I agree with Whistler to a degree there. It depends on your distance or the situation, right? If it's somebody you're dating, boy. Well, I mean, I guess if the person you're dating has a really bad take on something you just don't believe in at all, and, right. Not just like on music, but like a political or social issue take that's very different from you.
Right, right.
That could be pretty uncomfortable. And it's like, yeah, I'm not going to be hanging out with this person anymore. Bad breath, you know, is just more of a turnoff. Like if you're with someone and they have bad breath, like what do you, especially if it's like a newer dating relationship, you don't want to embarrass them.
Right. But also, or it might be a chronic health condition.
Right. So like, how do you bring that up? Right. I don't know. I think I'm going to fall. Who was the last person that called there? Because bad breath can, unless it's a chronic condition, more or less can be, sometimes you go out and eat garlic or something or something like that. And it's like, oh, geez, I got to brush my teeth or give a breath mint and everything is fine. So that's, I think by and large, bad breath is easier to fix. So I will go with bad opinions.
I think I will as well.
All right. So there you go. What do you think? A couple more minutes left for you to call in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, bad breath or bad opinions? Lots of people dreading, not dreading, but like if you have a newer date, right? You're thinking, I hope I don't run into either one of these tomorrow. I mean, but then, you know, I think a lot of people also are like, if you are in whether or not you're a committed like marriage relationship or you're dating, sometimes the pressure of Valentine's is just too much. Like just better to stay in and chill and enjoy each other's company.
I've never been a huge into that kind of thing, right. Like big overly romantic gestures. Right. Maybe that's why I'm single.
Well, you and me both, Summers. You and me both. Well, there you go. I'm going to declare that bad opinions are worse today. There you go. Bad opinions.
That's gotten the most text.
That has gotten the most text. All right. Very good. Thanks, everybody who played. Come on back. We'll continue on a Thursday on February 13th, Valentine's Day Eve, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Southwood County YMCA is a cause-driven nonprofit organization committed to enhancing our communities in spirit, mind, and body. Beyond serving as a fitness center, they prioritize youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The Y is an essential component of the community where they empower others to enhance a collective strength. Make unforgettable memories at the Southwood County YMCA. Experience the excitement of pool parties and adventure center parties. Check their availability and create a spectacular event that matters.
You are invited to the Founders Day celebration hosted by Love, Inc.
Really? What's Founders Day?
Founders Day is a fundraiser held at Hotel Mead so Love, Inc. can continue to help our community.
Well, when is it?
Thursday, February 27th. The evening starts at 6 p.m. For just $25, you get a dinner catered by the Mead and uplifting stories from Love, Inc. For reservations, call Love, Inc. at 715-818-5927. Seating is limited, so reservations are required.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 21 now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Thursday, February 13th. A couple of trickling opinions on the what's worse for today. Want to make sure we get those out there. We try to kind of wrap it up a little bit, but always good to get your opinions in. We asked what's worse, bad opinions or bad breath. Len in Madison on WMDX says bad opinions are worse, more difficult to remedy, and seems to affect more senses and sensibility. Agree with that. Ben, listening in on WRCE in Richland Center, says bad breath I can live with, but bad opinions can lead to dangerous situations. I think that's a consensus, right? A big winner for bad opinions today, which is worse. Terry Barr, our one and only Terry Barr, by the way, she is a multifaceted individual. She is the guest, or not guest, the co-host of a Max Sync Radio on the weekends here on Saturday. She does all kinds of Slice of Wisconsin. She's on Pete Schwab's show. She's everywhere. And, of course, we're proud to have her as our announcer and ongoing contributor. Terry Barr says, but the bad opinioner always thinks it's a good opinion.
That is true.
She's so right about that.
That's the hardest part.
She's so right about that.
Speaking of Max Sync Radio.
Yes.
For those of you in the know, Rocker recently had an issue that took him out of the show for a while.
Little health issue.
This weekend he's
more
back.
Than a little bit, yes. He's
back this weekend.
I heard that he's going to make an appearance on the show. So that's, I'm assuming that's public knowledge now that you said
yes.
that.
All no,
right.
It is.
All right, good. No, I'm very excited. And yeah, Rocker's gone through some stuff. We'll just say that. We'll let him tell his own story. He's talked about it, though, on Facebook and publicly. And he's going to make an appearance back on Max Inc. Radio, Talk Todd. And we're very, very excited, very happy for him, and looking forward to it. Terry says, happy Galentine's Day. Oh, I like that. Galentine's Day today? Is that a thing, Terry?
I feel like it is. I think it's just for, you know, all the single people, usually women.
Oh, really?
And yes, Terry confirms Rocker will be on at 7:30 on Saturday.
Oh, that's great, Terry. Thank you so much for letting us know that. So Rocker's on at 7:30. Set your alarms. Make sure you tune in. I'm sure it'll be a little emotional, but also a whole lot of happiness to have Rocker back on these airwaves this weekend at 7:30. So make sure you tune in all across the Civic Media Radio Network for that.
And yes, Galentine's Day is, according to Wikipedia, a global holiday that celebrates women's friendship.
Oh, well, now see, that's fantastic. I mean, great to celebrate friendship.
It originated in Parks and Rec, the show.
Did it really?
Yeah.
So they have a Galentine's Day, but not a Dudentine's Day.
I don't know what you would call it, but yeah.
All right, very good.
Oh, there's Palentine's Day.
What is Palentine's Day?
Also today.
Well,
it's the same thing, but it's a gender neutral version of Galentine's Day.
Happy Palentine's Day, happy Galentine's Day to all who celebrate. That's great. That's great. Well, that's the best thing I've. Well, Eve Glanter was pretty spectacular in hour one, but Terry Barr telling us that Rocker will be back on Max Inc. at 7:30 on Saturday. That's fantastic news.
Also spectacular.
So, always also spectacular. What is not spectacular? And you wonder why? And we talked about this a little bit yesterday with Trigvy, that the Trump White House has both in the White House and in the Pentagon so far. Other agencies are looking at this. There are national reporters assigned to each of these venues. So you have a venue like the State Department or Department of Defense. And you have national public radio, CBS, NBC, ABC. You have all these national media that have a desk there. Well, the Trump folks have gotten catty here. And they have thrown out National Public Radio. There's also a story that the Associated Press not being allowed into the Oval Office for meetings. And instead, the White House is putting in places like Breitbart, OWN, Newsmax, very blatantly to the right. And you wonder why that is. Well, here's an example, perhaps, why the White House is so salty with actual journalistic institutions like National Public Radio. Headline this morning, Trump administration set to purchase $400 million worth of armored Teslas. That's according to a public State Department procurement document. It comes as ethics experts raise conflict of interest questions about the chief executive of Tesla. Guess who? Elon Musk. Who is also a top White House official, although never confirmed, never vetted, just there. The Trump
conflict of interest.
Right?
How could that be?
Crazy. The Trump administration is expected to purchase $400 million worth of armored Tesla vehicles, according to the new State Department document procurement details for fiscal year 2025. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk is a top White House official who has been leading the so-called made-up Department of Government Efficiency. I editorialized that, by the way. That was not in the NPR story. It's a unit focused, of course, on shrinking the federal workforce and ferreting out corruption, according to the White House. The document does not specify what Tesla vehicles will be purchased by U.S. officials, but Musk's Cybertruck, with its militaristic design and a stainless steel exterior, could be an option. Now, get this. After the reports were circulated last night, the State Department's intent to purchase Tesla vehicles, the document was edited at 9:12 p.m. Eastern Time last night, and now says the federal contract is for $400 million worth of, quote, armored electric vehicles, unquote, but the word Tesla was removed. Responding to a segment by MSNBC's Rachel Maddow about the $400 million contract, Musk wrote on X last night, quote, "Hey, at Maddow, why the lie?" question mark, unquote. The State Department and Musk did not return calls for requests for comment. Imagine that. Musk, who spent most of those almost a quarter billion dollars to help elect Trump, has used his X account devoted to Doge, or as I like to call it, doggy, to highlight what its views are as excessive and unnecessary federal contracts. Stepping away from the story now from NPR. And when people expose the truth, the people in power try to take you down. That is why Trump is kicking out these legacy news media like NPR. Come back and talk about this and more. Don't go anywhere. News updates for your local community are next. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two things happened simultaneously in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court's consideration of the anti-union law called Act 10. Lisa Hale has the story.
First, Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz decided against recusing herself. Republican lawmakers made that request because she voiced opinions about the law during her 2023 campaign. At the same time, the entire court declined to hear the case, for now. The court's decision means the case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights to nurses, teachers, and other public workers will have to go through the lower appeals court first before it's considered by the state Supreme Court.
The annual American Birkebeiner race held in Sawyer County will take place as normal this year thanks to some last-minute snow. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Race officials say participants will be able to complete the full traditional course after being forced to change it last year. The full course begins in Cable and takes thousands of skiers all the way to downtown Hayward. But with lackluster snow conditions in 2024, it forced organizers to create a loop stuck in the Cable area only. Now, the Berkey staff says they'll continue to monitor the course for any changes that could pose safety risks for racers. But it sure sounds like Berkey fever is on. The race is set to take place on Saturday, February 22nd. And don't forget to bring your cowbells.
Ruby's Pantry is this Saturday, February 15th. It'll be at Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids from 8 to 9:15 a.m. Cash pay bundles are $25 each, and there's no limit. If you're mailing your absentee ballot, remember that Monday, February 17th, is a federal holiday, and it may not make it in time. You may want to consider dropping off your ballot in person. The Town of Rome Clerk's Office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR.
On your entertainment beat,
I'm
Pete Schwabba. Super Bowl 59 set a record in ad sale revenues. According to Variety, Fox Corporation pulled in more than $800 million between all the Super Bowl viewing platforms. The asking price for ads was $7 million for 30 seconds, and that went up to $8 million as the game got closer. Fox reports that this is about $150 million more than 2023, the last time they covered the Super Bowl. The game was also the most watched and streamed Super Bowl ever, with over 14 million viewers watching the game on Tubi. Thank goodness Netflix had nothing to do with this broadcast. Presenters for this year's Oscar broadcast have been announced. In addition to last year's winners, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emma Stone, and Davine Joy Randolph, 2025 presenters will also include Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, Elle Fanning, John Lithgow, and Amy Poehler. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Conan O'Brien and takes place March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping 10 degrees, but with the wind chills feeling more like highs near zero. Tonight, temperatures slide to 10 below, which means we'll be waking up tomorrow morning with feisty winds feeling more like 20 below. Then, a Valentine's Day snowstorm starts in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns, oh my! How Donald Trump is stealing the financial futures of Wisconsin families. We discuss with Tom Paulswitz next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I want to know what love is.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Valentine's Day Eve. Galentine's and Palentine's today. We learned from our fabulous colleague, Terry Barr. We appreciate that. 35 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Now, this is fantastic. This is exactly what we need. By the way, Forder, let me see. I did okay on my civics quiz earlier today. Boy, Forder, I want to know what love is. I'm going to say that was released. Jeff Perry's going to yell at the radio when I get this wrong. I'm going to say that was released. I want to know what love is. 1985.
1 year off. 84.
84. All right. Missed it by that much, as Maxwell Smart used to say. 1980. That's a great song, by the way. The reason we played it is something new is going on in the world of love. How about that? It's at the intersection of the loneliness epidemic and artificial intelligence. Now we've had Kira. We got to get Kira Sabin back on the show, our life coach. She's talked about this a lot, that there is a true loneliness epidemic. The people, even though they might have a group of friends or they're around people at work, the people just have this deep, really serious sense of being alone. A lot of males especially say they don't have close friends anymore, or maybe one or two. They don't have a group of friends they hang out with. And this is a real thing. And now add on to it, artificial intelligence, better known as AI. Teenagers also are turning to artificial intelligence for companionship. In fact, teenagers are falling in love, get this, with their AI chatbot.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Have you heard of this? I'm not surprised, but I'm very disappointed. I've seen it happen. I'm not saying personally. I've seen people talk about it online when AI chatbots were very unsophisticated. Now that they're this, you know, real,
basically, this is
dangerous. Yeah. This is dangerous. Well, they not thinking, knowing exactly what to say to prey on people who are weak to this kind of, you know, manipulation.
That's so well said, Zomers. Because, yeah, you nailed it. Because artificial intelligence, it remembers Todd's term. Remembers all your interactions, what you look at, what you are susceptible to, and then it basically will adjust to you. You're right.
And what other people like you have said and done.
Right. Well said. Again, scary, but well explained. So, teenagers falling in love with their AI chatbot. Experts like Anna Mae Duane of the University of Connecticut predicted the number of such relationships will soon explode. The trend is likely to redefine what love is, which is something that's happened before. Professor Duane points out that about 300 years ago, when popular romantic novels invented the notion that marriage should happen because people find a soulmate and fall in love. Now, that's interesting, because, I mean, I think that's kind of like what the quote-unquote normal thing is, right?
At this point, not an economic stability and right. Procreation.
That, you'll find your soulmate and fall in love. That's just the normal thing. So apparently this is from 300 years ago, from romantic novels. Novels also taught that to find true love, one must overcome challenges like rejection. Well, I checked that one off. Misunderstandings. Check that one off. Separations. Not so much. And objections from friends and family. Not so much on that one. All right. But AI companion chats apps, try that again, Todd, but AI companion chat apps tell a new love story. It's a seductive tale about companions that are easy, also comforting, supportive, and of course, available 24/7. Never impatient, never judgmental, an AI partner is unconditional, always on your side, always ready to listen and talk. An AR partner is a sycophant, and always treats you as important and always agrees. The new vision of love promises perfect compatibility and unwavering support. Professor Duane points out some drawbacks to this new definition of love, though. One is that people become intolerant of conflict, or rejection, which are inherent components in a relationship with another human being. Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with all of the instantaneous stuff with the internet, where we become more burrowed into our rabbit holes and echo chambers because anything we don't agree, instead of talking to a person in front of us and saying, well, why do you think that? We're just like, nope, click on something else.
Yeah.
And when you do that with even more aspects of our life, it can't lead anywhere good.
No. And I think part of growing as a person, not that I've had a lot of successful relationships in terms of romance in my life, but part of it, whether it's friendships or family relationships or, yes, romantic relationships, part of growing as a person is I think it forces you to look internally at yourself and say, well, okay, well, that didn't work out. What did I do wrong? I mean, if we're healthy, we do that. If we're unhealthy, we always say, well, it was the other person's fault. But if you're healthy, you're like, well, it takes two to tango. And the more, to your point, Somers, the more that we're not experiencing those rejections or setbacks, and everything's always perfect, we don't know how to interact with people in our work lives or our school lives or our retirement community or whatever when they don't agree with us. So, all right, so picking up back in this story, will relationships with AI be so easy and comfortable that they diminish interest in and need for human relationships? I hope not. What about the corporate CEO behind the existence of your AI loved one? Will she pull the string as a business move or due to bankruptcy? The dependency on AI companions can become intense. One teenager declared the love they feel for their AI companion, quote, keeps them alive, unquote. That's really honestly what scares the crap out of me. That people are so into a computer thing like that, that they feel it's, that they truly believe psychologically that they have this relationship that keeps them alive. That's scary.
With another person is already unhealthy. Yeah. Having that with a computer is downright dangerous because 100%. Presumably a person you know in person at least somewhat has your best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. But it's possible to spot signs of abuse from a person. Mm. When it's code, it's a lot easier to be manipulated.
Yeah, well said. If you'd like to weigh in on this story here about new AI love companions, artificial intelligence love companions, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you about this. Corporations have never been shy about profiting off of human addictions. Will corporations extort even ever higher maintenance fees to keep an AI companion alive? It's a new take on the old line, until death do us part. Professor Duane thinks that the way to steer young people away from AI's market-driven version of love is to expose them to literature, philosophy, and history that provides insights into the human experience. Well, we talk about this casually before. The more we get out and around other humans, the more we learn about others, about ourselves, the healthier it is for us physically and mentally. Humanities classes cultivate social skills and teach the vocabulary needed to imagine real human-to-human connection in many forms. From tragic passion in Romeo and Juliet to cautionary tales like the Worthington Heights.
Wuthering Heights.
Oh, Wuthering. Pardon me. I got to get the new glasses. Wuthering Heights. Thank you, Somers. People need to develop their concepts of love. The real-time debate on AI predicts it will bring us a future ranging from happiness to horror. The answer depends on what we choose to value and what we choose to reject. As the AI companion marketplace grows, the questions apply to all of us. Will we buy the easy and seductive path of an AI relationship? Will we seek AI tools that enhance our knowledge and understanding of the richness of human to human relationships? Just how much Are we willing to invest emotionally in the messy, challenging, and profoundly human art of love? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. How much are we willing to invest emotionally in the messy, challenging, and profoundly human art of love? Could also text us on the Civic Media app. I had not heard of this until I got this story.
I had heard of it, like I said, years ago, but then I didn't think about it since then. And now I am sad.
Well, I didn't mean to bring everybody down, but I think we get so wrapped up in the news, kind of the big headlines of the day. And yes, many of them are important, but then we don't pay attention to things that are happening that don't get all the high press or the media coverage. But in particular, our young people, but it's not just young people, by the way. I mean, think about it. People of my generation, Gen X, I think we are now the number one users of Facebook.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You know, so people in their late 40s into late 50s. And there's all kinds of scams on there, right? All kinds of things reaching out to us to click on. And with artificial intelligence, as you said, Zobbers, it collects information on us. And then we think, well, we'll invest in this quote-unquote relationship. A computer electronic device is just simply no replicate. It doesn't replicate. It's no substitute. That's the word I was looking for. It's no substitute for any human relationship, at least in my humble opinion.
I completely agree. I can totally see how it could be enticing, though. I mean, the biggest problem that I and many others run into when trying to do online dating is that if you get a match with somebody, they kind of just stop replying.
Ghosting.
It happens so quick. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, found somebody who seems interesting. We're into a lot of the same stuff. They seem interested. I seem interested. And they just stop responding. And with this, that's never a problem.
Right. Because the computer will keep it'll keep responding to you. I mean, you know, various dating apps all across the board, and you have, they call them bots for a robot. And some of these are I am assuming AI, where they'll generate things and you think you're talking to a real person. And sometimes it's somebody in a foreign country trying to get you, before I go any further, could you help me out with whatever? And they ask you for a credit card, or they ask you for a personal cell phone number, and you've talked to this person for 10 minutes.
Or it'll be, hey, we've planned a date. Before we go on the date, let's talk on Snapchat.
Yes.
Hey, we're on Snapchat. Right. Now, before we go, will you join my OnlyFans?
Right.
It's like blocked.
Yep. And it's just, but the original, 10, 15 minutes of back and forth online conversation, it now
seems real.
Very, very real. And it lures people in. So be careful out there as we're navigating the hills, the valleys, the rivers of love out there. I think it goes beyond love. It's to companionship. As Kira Sabin has told us on the show that, and I think oftentimes we think, oh, this is just a female thing. No. This is a male thing as well.
This is a human thing.
Human. That's well said. Because it's not always about romance or physical pleasure. It's about mental stimulation, about companionship, and fighting this overarching feeling that we're alone. We look at the news headlines and we think, what can we do about this? And we think we're alone. We're not alone. We have each other. Friends, neighbors, families. I know I keep saying this. Touch some grass. Get out. Touch some snow. Take a walk. Go sit in a coffee shop. Talk to someone. Or of course, the number to call is...
988.
Thank you. 988 if you really need some help. Come on back. We'll wrap things up on the Civic Media Radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Deere.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching your eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of, hoping to find a friend and a lover. I'll bless the day I discover another heart, looking for love.
Welcome back to the Tom Lobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well done, Zomers on the board, as always, at 8 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn coming up right after us. Great song for the last, we had this great article here. We talked about that now artificial intelligence are becoming companions online, and people, particularly young people, although there are others, are falling, quote unquote, in love. I shouldn't say quote unquote, because to them it is love, in their mind at least, with artificial intelligence companion. That is an example of looking for love in all the wrong places.
Most definitely.
So be careful where you go looking for love on this Valentine's. Speaking of this article here, we've got Kurt on the line from WMDX in Madison, listening here on the home station. Kurt, thanks for calling in. What do you think about this article? What do you think about the human connections and artificial intelligence now is mucking up the waters as well?
It literally scares the bejeebas out of me. I had mentioned it was my previous dog. She was a therapy dog for people in nursing homes and care centers and stuff like this. Mm. These young kids just simply have, it's not of my generation time nor your child. And I got you by at least 6 or 7, 8 years.
All right.
But anyway, there are plenty of elderly in neighborhoods, nursing homes, care centers. These kids need to get back to the roots with someone that can give them perspective, give them a sense of time that they can't even possibly even wrap their heads around, because these people didn't have cell phones. And it was a different world, mm-hmm. a different time. And this is one of the biggest problems with our culture is our failing to stay in touch and listen to elders. It's a disease, and it needs to be dealt with.
Kurt, this is so fantastic what you just brought up. Well, I mean, obviously the problem isn't, but the solution, what you're talking about, is there are so many folks now, as the baby boomer generation starts to, you know, get older and for various reasons may have to go into an assisted living facility or a nursing home. There's so many, and many of our seniors in those homes are also lonely, because maybe they don't have family. Maybe their family lives a long way away. whatever the case may be, and to somehow to pay. I've seen this before in small incidences where there's like a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout program or a church youth group, and they go and they pair up with these senior citizen folks, and they learn from each other through human interaction. That's so great.
Yeah, I really hope, wish them the best. They need to walk away from their phones. They need to reach out to old people like me.
And then, come on now, Kurt. You're not that old, because I'm almost there.
I'll scare them into a new existence.
No, I think it's, I mean, I think it's just really, really great how you brought that together, because we have so many people like that who are just really, truly searching for, it's not just about love, right? It's about relationships.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day, Kurt. Thanks for your listenership. We appreciate it as always.
Tyler in Wisconsin Rapid text in, open up the pod bay door, Hal, referencing 2001 A Space Odyssey, in which an AI takes over the spaceship and is like, I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Dave. Be careful. It's the whole AI singularity thing where it gets too smart and decides it doesn't need us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could always happen as well, right? What do you think about these AI relationships, these computer, not even computer, I guess they're computer in terms of, I mean, it's not, these are beyond finding somebody online. These are non-human, I guess what you could say, programmed relationships? Yep. I don't know how to say it.
They look at response, they're large language models. They look at huge amounts of data from books to online chats to all kinds of stuff and say, when people say this, what is the most common response? And then they copy it.
Yeah. Very, very well said. Kurt's got a solution, part of the larger solution, which is pairing up people, younger folks that might not have heard some of the stories, the history of their community, of the country, of the state, and older folks who have all that experience and they love to tell stories, but they don't have anybody around them maybe who wants to sit and listen to those. And I've seen it myself when I had a grandmother in a assisted living facility for a while, and they would have young people come in occasionally. And she loved it. Of course, she was an educator and a teacher. And she would ask them, so what are you learning now in school? So tell me about how you do it now. So how do you do your homework on a computer? You know, and both sides got something out of that. And there was a relationship built and a humanness that benefits everybody.
Absolutely. That's something that those of us who lose grandparents and eventually parents and everything, something you miss the most, at least something I miss the most about grandparents I've lost, is just being able to sit there and listen.
Totally, totally agree, Zomers. That was one of my favorite things at my grandparents' age, is just to listen to their stories. And I didn't care whether I'd heard it a dozen times before over 50 years. Like, I just wanted to hear it again in their vernacular, in their voice.
Yeah, I know sometimes my grandpa was like, you kids seem bored. You're not really talking much. And I didn't know how to express it then, but it was, no, I'm not bored at all. I just like to listen.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, that was a great call. Really, really great call. I appreciate that. Everybody get out there, talk to a human, make a friend. As Kenny Chesney says, can't we all just get along? Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Many thanks to Eve Galanter coming on today. Again, you can find out more information about the Wisconsin Civics Games at WisconsinCivicsGames.com. You can register. A deadline for that is coming up on March 1st. Also, thanks to Mr. Zomers, all you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the woman who wants to head the Department of Education says private and charter schools have every right to refuse kids who don't meet their standards. What does that mean for children in Wisconsin?
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Senate has confirmed vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
Mr. Kennedy might be one of the least qualified people that Donald Trump could have chosen for the job. There are so many others who would have been better.
The only no vote among Republicans was Senator Mitch McConnell, who had polio as a child. Elon Musk said today that entire agencies should be deleted from the U.S. government. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levin. It says there were many federal workers who took the offer of a buyout.
We put a deadline on it, and the deadline was reached. 75,000 people accepted the offer.
Meteorologist David Parkinson on the dangerous weather impacting California and the threat of mudslides after the recent wildfires.
We are looking at the most rain to hit Southern California since the atmospheric rivers last year. So it's been almost a year since they've had as much rain as they're about to see.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of